What's up, guys? Hello, how are you? Welcome to your favorite podcast. So, guys, today we're gonna talk about habits of emotional intelligent people. So, this is part two talking about emotional intelligence. Bam, bam, bam. Yeah. Okay, anyone can become angry. That is easy. But to be angry with the right person to the right degree at the right time for the right purpose and in the right way, that's not easy. So, yeah, this is a quote. You know, it refers to emotional intelligence. You know, emotional intelligence involves four major skills. The ability to perceive emotions, the ability to reason with emotions, the ability to understand emotions, and the ability to manage emotions. So, you know what I mean. I hate my pronunciation and my vocabulary, but I'm trying, I promise. Okay, habits of emotional intelligent people. First one, emotionally intelligent people pay attention to what they are feeling. Personally, I try not to pay much attention to my emotions. I try to hide them to be, you know, neutral. And I think that's not very emotional intelligence on my part. But in the next episode, we're gonna do a test to know if I am kinda, if I have, you know, emotional intelligence in my life. So, the second one is, they understand how other people feel. You know, empathy can save the world. I say it in the last episode. Next one. They are able to regulate their emotions. Self-regulation is absolutely central to emotional intelligence. Understanding your emotions, great, but not particularly useful if you cannot make use of this knowledge. Emotional intelligence people think before they act, their feelings. They are in tune with how they feel, but they don't know let their emotions rule their lives. So I think that being able to regulate your emotion is like having powers, because it is very difficult to know how, you know, to count to when you are angry, not crying when it's not necessary. It's difficult. It's the feeling, you know, ashamed. It's not easy. It's hard. And yeah, for that, I consider, you know, have powers. So yeah, the next one is, they are motivated. Emotionally intelligent people are motivated. Blah, 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 blah. I don't know how did you say, but you understand me. That it's the point. To achieve their goals and capable of managing their behaviors and feelings in order to achieve long-term success. You know, with the energy you want to attract, a negative mind will never give you a positive life. So, number five, they have great social skills. Emotionally intelligent people also tend to have a strong social skills. Probably it's part because they are so attuned to their own feelings as well those of others. Okay, now number six. They are willing and able to discuss feelings with others. Sometimes people are empathic and in tune with their emotions but struggle to actually share these feelings with others. Emotionally intelligent people not only understand feelings, they know how to express them, you know, appropriately, you know what I mean. I say that word many times when I can say something, so I need to change it. You know, it's hard to express yourself and know how to do it. I think that's why, you know, art, it's hard. Because, you know, art, it's expression and all that stuff. And it's hard to do it. So, number seven. They are able to correctly identify the underlying causes of their emotions. Okay, that's good to know that it makes you happy to keep doing it, to know that it hurts you to avoid it. Yeah, maybe that's why many people do what they don't like, because they never know what they really like. So yeah. Okay, friends, these were the habits we should try to have more emotional intelligence. I tried to make this episode shorter because I like short episodes, and lately I have been doing very long episodes. So, friends, in the next and last episode of this little series of emotional intelligence, we will do a test to know if we really have emotional intelligence or not, or we are just a clown. We try to have emotional intelligence. So I'll see you in the next episode, guys. So why am I saying guys? This is not YouTube. Okay, hugs and kisses. Bye bye.